from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Back here on Fesco in the Morning, last hour of the show. It's a Monday morning. Flew by for us. Sorry if you're just starting your day, but we started ours at 4 o'clock in the morning, so a little bit of remorse there for me. You guys get to work inside. It's hotter. No. Yeah, well, we get up at 4 o'clock in the morning because we do it for you. Updated odds to win the World Series according to BetMGM. Dodgers plus 325, Phillies plus 450. Royals not on the list.
Not on the list? Really?
What?
How's that possible?
Yankees plus 550, Orioles plus 700, Braves plus 1600, Guardians 1600, as well as the Twins. Padres plus 1800, D-backs 2200, Brewers plus 25, and Mariners plus 25.
So the Royals are not on that list.
Nope.
Are you sure you didn't miss them? Like, seriously, they put the Mariners in? The Mariners may win the division. I do understand. But really?
16% of the money, and most of the money, which is 16%, is on the Phillies to win the entire thing.
I still think the Phillies are the best team in baseball, even though in Philadelphia right now they're melting down. I saw a poll from our sister station.
Two games in a row.
Yeah, WIP. Did we overestimate this Phillies team?
Oh gosh,
this is the dog days of summer, right? Like when you dominate at the beginning of the year and give yourself that breathing room, you kind of just slack back a little bit. It happens, right? It's called human nature. Right. You've built up such a big lead, you know you're going to the playoffs. You don't have the same intensity that if you're involved in a pennant race on a day-to-day basis, like the Royals are, like the Guardians are, like the Twins are. Mm-hmm. That's why these games, I think, are going to be really good. I think we're going to see some really good baseball over the next 3 days, because both the Twins and Royals are playing for a lot. You know, it's going to be different than watching them play the White Sox or a team that isn't alive and isn't, you know, challenging for something. So I'm excited to see, you know, over the next 3 days. I think we're going to get some good baseball with 640 starts, man. Let's go.
You mentioned the Mariners plus 2,500. Was that it? That was the last one?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Royals are after that. The jump plus 4,200.
Wow.
That's how big the difference is.
That's how big the gap is.
That's a big gap.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Mind the gap.
Sprinkle a little bit.
That is a huge deal. Like, there's
five
belief.
Bucks, you know?
Yeah,
you
said, why not?
Right? Like, seriously. Like,
doesn't hurt your bank account, does it?
No. That's a good little bit of a wager right there, right? $5 to win what?
You have to plug it in.
Yeah, that's a math.
Plus 4,200, so that's like
a lot.
I know, what, 10 would win you 420.
So 220, so 210?
210-ish.
Yeah, 210.
$5 to win 210?
See, we're good together. Yeah.
Why not?
Nice job. Nice job.
Just real fast like that. That's good.
So preseason storylines, we can get into that, and then we'll dive into the Chiefs, because if you missed it, Justin Ross will join Cody and Gold. Practice starts at 10:15. You asked why. I assume maybe they're pushing up early because there might be some rain headed that way, maybe a little bit later.
I don't know.
But, I mean, you know, rained a lot last night.
Yeah.
But anyway, Who's the MVP of preseason week one? Is it Bo Nix?
It's got to be Bo Nix, right? I think it's got to be Bo Nix or Caleb Williams, right?
We're talking about
two quarterbacks that are rookies that, man, they lit the world on fire in preseason game number one.
Bob tried to tell you.
Bo Nix will be better than Caleb Williams this year.
That's right.
And he told you?
Caleb Williams is not going to be a successful quarterback in this league. Book it.
So far, Bob's one for one.
That's right.
Bo Nix is preseason week one MVP.
Mm-hmm.
We move on to the
MVP. Or it's Stetson Bennett for leading that comeback yesterday.
After four picks.
Yeah, well, it's not the four picks. It's the last touchdown.
Yeah. It's not how many shots you miss. It's how big of the shot you made ends up being.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. But level of concern for the Chiefs injured receiver Hollywood or Marquise Brown. With the clavicle injury that is going to sideline him for what we can gather about 4 weeks. You do the math, 4 weeks. We are, what, 3 weeks away from the first week of the NFL season?
3 weeks on Thursday, right?
3 weeks on Thursday. Yeah. We'll have the first game of the season. So you have to think, logically, probably not going to play against Baltimore. Then you get into week two, it's Cincinnati.
And you actually have that longer time. You know, right. you got 10 days type thing, so...
What's your level of concern with
2.83.
Okay. Why is it so low?
Because Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid are on my side. You know, and I mean, I don't really need to say much more than that. We've seen what Patrick Mahomes can do without quality wide receivers, and he can win a Super Bowl. Do you want to have Hollywood? Hell yeah, you want to have Hollywood Brown. But I'm not going to get concerned because I know they're not thinking that way.
Sure.
And if they're not going to think that way, why should I think that way? They're thinking next man up. They're thinking opportunity for Sky Moore, Nico Remigio, you know, Justin Ross. You know, it's interesting that Justin Ross is the guest today with Cody and Gold, right? Like, coming off that big wide receiver injury, that's a guy.
Into your script idea?
I'm just saying.
I know Alex has been around you quite a bit of his life, so maybe, it, you know.
Yeah, but Alex doesn't pick these guests. Like, okay. They don't pick them. They're assigned, right? So the team assigned Justin Ross. Interesting, after a wide receiver goes down. But anyway, it's an opportunity. I look at it as an opportunity. I look at it as an opportunity as well for this offense at the beginning of the year to have to figure some things out. And then you get Hollywood Brown back, and then it makes you get the cheat code back, right? And then it makes the test a lot easier. So yeah, 2.83 is where my concern level is.
I would say my concern level is about a 7, just because I'm afraid that there will be, because it's just, I don't know any truth to this. I don't know any sort of explanation if it happens, but I just feel like this is where, when it rains, it pours, no pun intended to last night, but this is where I feel like we've been waiting, we've been biting fingernails, as some would say, or on the edge of our chairs. Is the NFL going to suspend Rashee Rice? Is it going to be one of these suspensions? And it's like Hollywood Brown goes out, now the NFL decides to suspend Rashee Rice. Also, Jordan Addison gets suspended, so it's not just a target towards the Chiefs. Again, we don't know if or when or how long if he is suspended for. And now it's like, okay, I look at the first 2 weeks of the schedule. It's Baltimore. It's Cincinnati. I look at what the biggest catalyst was last year for the Chiefs. It was drop passes by wide receivers. We saw Rashee Rice drop one in the preseason game. So my level of concern is like a 7 because I feel like throughout the entire
All thought Rashee Rice should have caught that, right?
I don't know. I just know that he dropped a pass.
Like, should have.
Yeah, probably.
Could have been a better pass.
Could have been a better pass, but still, you catch that ball.
Catch that. Yeah. Fair enough.
Okay.
Either way, I'm just adding to the concern level meter because you are so low at a 2.83. I'm at a 7. I know Max probably somewhere in the middle of that or just shortly higher than Bob. But like the thing about it is that it's just like everything was going smooth, right? Like Wanya Morris is filling in, or Kingsley was filling in for Wanya because he got hurt. But that was like the biggest one that we'd seen. Justin Reed had been injured. And now you add more to this and it's like kind of been a rough preseason for the Kansas City Chiefs. Reed's out. Kadarius Toney gets hurt again. That's just normal day.
Right.
But then it's like Hollywood Brown, a new receiver, gets hurt. Your left tackle that you thought might have a chance at, you know, battling with the rookie gets hurt. And now all of a sudden it's like, okay, maybe it's just time to get through preseason, get over this second game that's this Saturday at 3:00 against Detroit in Kansas City. And it's more so just like my little concern is like a 7 because I'm just worried that we're going to fall into the same habits as last year because with Rashee Rice getting suspended, if he were to get suspended, and Hollywood Brown being out, that means that Sky Moore and Kadarius Toney and Ross and Watson and, you know, Worthy a lot of
Watson, you know, yes,
unknown is now your wide receiver room that was strong, and now it is back down to being bleak.
Which it was a year ago was a very much unknown wide receiver core for this team,
right.
and they figured that. But like, I don't mean to like downplay the injuries, but like until I see Andy Reid freak out over an injury, I'm gonna just follow his kind of leadership skills. You know, like this guy understands that these injuries happen, and they always seemingly have a backup plan. They're always ready to go. They prepare for worst case scenario. Okay, if this happens, then this is what we're going to do. If that happens, then this is what we're going to do. And they do have the human cheat code in Patrick Mahomes.
Correct.
Right? Like that, I can't state that enough and emphasize that enough. Like, I don't want to come off sounding flippant with all of that, but like, we've got Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid.
Mm-hmm.
Those two guys, Matt Nagy, you got Travis Kelce, who's been around forever and a day now. Like, you've got some really great leaders right now inside that locker room. Great play callers, great offensive minds. They're going to figure this thing out. And if it doesn't work the way they want it to, they'll go back to the drawing board and figure it out again. And, you know, somebody said, are they going to go get Juju Smith-Schuster now? Hopefully you were joking about that text. I mean, he couldn't make the Patriots and got cut because he's all banged up. Doesn't mean he's coming to Kansas City. God, he didn't even make the first round of cuts in New England. And so they'll figure it out. Like, just have faith in those guys, right? Like,
yeah.
I think at this point in time, Andy and Patrick and all these guys have earned the benefit of the doubt, have earned the ability for us just to have faith. I mean, and that's just the way it has to go, from my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. I'm probably right in the middle, like you said, Dusty, 3 or 4, but he was the best route runner. It's a little, you know, frustrating, but yeah, overall, Bob, I mean, this team will figure it out. And you mentioned some of the young guys.
I mean, Pacheco looked like he looked great in the limited, he looked quick.
Midseason form. He looked fantastic.
And then that Thor guy at fullback looking good.
Carson
with the flowing
Steele.
Locks. Yeah, like, yeah, let's go,
well,
baby.
And we haven't even mentioned Jared Wiley, who didn't really get a lot of time, didn't get a lot of work yet. But I mean, all offseason, we've seen the clips of him in camp. He looks great.
Yeah.
They led the league in 2 tight end and 3 tight end sets last year. So yeah, more Noah Gray, more Wiley for a month. Okay, fine. We'll get Brown back. We'll be great.
Yeah, they'll figure it out. It's not the end of the world. We don't throw out the season because Hollywood Brown went down. They will figure it out. And who knows? Maybe there's a trade to come. You know, as of last week, there was nothing surrounding CeeDee Lamb with Kansas City. Zero conversations. But if this thing continues to drag out and the Chiefs all of a sudden realize, you know, we have an opportunity here. Hey, maybe they take a chance at CeeDee. I don't think they will, because they'd have to pay him, and we know they don't like paying the wide receiver all that much, but who knows if there's another move out there that they may decide to go out and make. You just don't know.
Did you consider Brett for Miller?
Did Will Chamberlain or Danny Manning, have they reached out to Wiggins?
Check, I'm a damn fool.
And also just wanted to double check that Dan Kilgore is going to practice today.
I'm sick and tired of all this bullshit.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
We talked about the practice being started at 10:15 because maybe there was some weather from the 913. I'm sorry, that wasn't from the 913. It was from the 913. They won't practice.
Oh.
Okay. Fair enough. I guess weather, meteorologists are everywhere. Reed never freaks out, which worries me more. Barry was day-to-day for a year.
Why does it freak you out that the head coach maintains a steady demeanor?
Maintain low tones.
Are we criticizing Andy Reid, a man who's won 3 Super Bowls in the last 5 years?
No.
Is that what we're doing here from the 913?
No.
I don't like the way Reed's hit. Andy Reid is the greatest living head coach. Maybe the greatest head coach in NFL history. If Andy Reid told me all of a sudden that we needed to walk around on our heads and our hands were now feet, I would follow him and believe him.
Vern had mentioned something earlier in his interview with us that you can catch every Monday. He says the Minnesota Twins didn't have a starter announced on Tuesday or Wednesday. According to Jeff Passan, 2 minutes ago, the Minnesota Twins are calling up right-hander Zebby Matthews, one of the fastest rising prospects in baseball this year. Sources tell ESPN Matthews, an 8th-round pick out of Western Carolina in 2022, has 114 strikeouts and 7 walks in 97 innings. Elite command, good stuff. Probably going to pitch in the next couple of
weeks. I hate the fact that guy's coming up. I don't know who he is, but the Royals never do good against dudes you don't know coming up from the minor leagues.
Yeah, they did good against that guy from, what was it, St. Louis, who made his debut that one night, and they destroyed him. So hopefully Zebby Matthews, Denny's nephew or great nephew,
right,
gonna pitch against,
what'd you say, 117 strikeouts and 7 walks
and 97 innings.
Good lord,
guy's a top prospect. Yeah. Coming up on the other side, we get into a rule change. One guy loves it, one guy hates it. Take your pick. It's 913-586-7610. That's the text line number on Jay Southland Tow Service text line. Mac Morey, Dustin Likens, Bob Fesco. You're listening to 610 Sports Radio.
This is our Colts. This is our team. We bleed blue. This is our Colts. Whether win or lose, we love them. For the shoe, beat the Broncos. Let's show them who the real horse is. This is our team. Go Colts!
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Hit it! La, la,
la, la, la. I thought that was going to be Cody singing Pasquantino. I guess we don't have that anymore.
Oh, dang.
Maybe it's right here. You be the judge. Is it not the same person?
Get a call up in my direction.
Okay. For some reason, I always thought the first word was an erection.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Is it direction or erection? That's the word that we're looking for here on the 913-586-7610 Jay Southland Tow Service text line. So Bob and I get here this morning, and we're both talking about the weekend. How was your weekend? It was great. Had some good friends over. Had some good lunch dates, Bob said. Had some good times. And then I said, you know what's weird? The kickoff.
Mm-hmm.
I hate it.
I love it.
And here we are.
And there we go.
I don't know why, and I don't know when it's going to be gone, but it's something that sometimes you don't do things that are a positive and you just need to get rid of it before anybody remembers that it happened, because this is the scene I can paint you for my house on Saturday. Everybody gets over. We're all kind of hanging out. The game's getting ready to start.
Let me ask you this before you get into this conversation. Okay. Did your friends that came over on Saturday know there was a new kickoff rule in place?
Yes. That's what I was getting into.
Okay. No, and I'm just making sure, like, they weren't like, oh my God, there's a new kickoff rule. Like, they've been following this. So they're sports fans.
So the problem was, is that everybody would just kind of have the same conversation. Like, so the new, because it was like, what, the game started at 6? So it was around 5:45, and the discussion started to happen of like, so the new kickoff rule, like, what's different than the, and I said, I honestly have no idea. I was like, they're going to put a graphic on the screen that's going to show you the landing zone, but I don't know what that means. And so when they started the game, everybody's like, do you understand the kickoff? Do you understand the kickoff? My buddy's like, well, I'm going to watch and try to figure it out right now. And other people are like, well, yeah, I'm going to try to see what's going on. And, like, even the players and the coaches still didn't know what was going on. The new kickoff rule sucks.
Yeah.
Just put the ball on the tee and kick it. Either fair catch it, let it go through the end zone, or don't. I'm not a fan of it. I don't think it lasts. I don't think it should last. I think by the end of the preseason, they should just be like, you know what? Regular season, scratch it. We're going back to the kickoff rule. They won't, but they should.
Well, they might. I mean, if it doesn't work, they will revert. I mean, they got rid of that stupid challenging of pass interference after one year, because that rule didn't work. I'm not ready to make a finalized decision that it sucks after week one. I like it because it creates a scenario. It creates talk. It creates a discussion. It's giving you something on a play that we haven't had before, which is the opportunity to actually do something. The problem with the kickoff was Mecole Hardman didn't know the rules. It's no longer like the old kickoff where the ball bounces into the end zone. It's a dead ball. That's just not the case anymore. Mm-hmm. So if it bounces into the end zone, then bounces back out, and you bring it back into the end zone to down it, well, you've just committed a safety there. Those are the rules that are there. And I think the biggest problem with the new kickoff rule is that there are so many different rules that you have to learn, and you're trying to decipher those right as a ball is bouncing around out there. I like the new rule because, look, they're trying something different, and I'm all about when leagues try new things to try to create more offense or to try to create more fun. Mm-hmm. And that's what the NFL's doing with a play that, for all intents and purposes, was rendered useless, right? The kickoff has been a non-existent part of the game for a very long time now, and so they're trying to make it more exciting and more entertaining. It looks like a big running play. I'm willing to let it play the entire year out to see where we are before I say this sucks or this is no good. Because it could, by week five, we could all be going, all right, this is great. Look at all these great returns that we had. It's really hard for me to sit there and say something sucks and something blows after week one of the preseason when we don't know what it's going to be like when players kind of get accustomed to it and coaches get accustomed to it. So if we're still having these same conversations in week 17, then yeah, fine. We get rid of it going into next season. But as of right now, I'm looking forward to it because it's going to change the game up a little bit and it's going to be something different that we haven't had on the kickoff for a while. And I like different. Different doesn't always mean good, but I'm willing to give it a chance and see where we are at the end of the regular season.
I think we could all agree that a change was needed, maybe, right? Kickoff was boring.
Boring.
It was boring.
Yeah.
So I like them that they're making a change. I commend them trying something new, kind of with Dusty so far, kind of lame, pretty confusing. And honestly, the exciting kickoff that you mentioned that the Jags had on their first kickoff, it didn't feel like a kickoff return. I didn't get that.
Because it's different. Yeah, you thought it was a running play. But look what they were able to do. They put themselves in great position. And you have the opportunity, if you have the right returner back there,
100%,
to do something like that. Like, imagine the Chiefs, man. Like, if they can figure this thing out on the kickoff return and use that speed that they have on this team, it could be a real big advantage for them as opposed to having a kicker just booted out of the end zone. Now your returners are getting a chance to do something with the football. Now your returners are getting an opportunity to make a play. The kickers kept that opportunity away from everybody for all these years by just booming it out of the end zone and wasting everybody's time. Now, all right, let's see what happens. Let's see where these guys go. Let's see if they can make a big return, make a big play, make something happen. Like, you got an opportunity now as a returner to have some fun out there. So I'm open to it. I can't wait to see how this thing goes.
I just think it's jumping the shark with a new invention. I think that we talked about this earlier in the show. If you missed it, you can go to the Odyssey app and check it out. But I think we talked about this earlier where you look at baseball and how they implicated new rules into their game.
Which, and everybody hated them when they first put them out there.
I mean, to say everyone is a stretch, I think. I mean, the pitch clock, I immediately was like, okay, this is going to make games faster. I'm okay to see how this works. But it wasn't more so if you hated or liked it. It was more so like it was simplistic. It was you have 20 seconds to throw a baseball. If you don't, it's a ball. If it's on the batter, it's a strike. Mm-hmm. Very easy to comprehend that.
I understand from a fan standpoint. Yeah, from a player standpoint. Yeah, it's not that hard, right?
It's very easy. Hey, you have a time limit. If you can't do it, sorry. Ghost man on second. After the ninth inning, if it's still a tie to expedite the games, we're going to put a man on second who made the last out in the previous inning. Anything else? No. Okay,
good.
Cool. If I get the last out in the bottom of the ninth, I'm going to be the runner on second in the bottom of the tenth? Yep, cool. Kickoff rule. Okay. You got to put it in this little square. If you don't, it's a safety. If you touch it, you can't run until it's just
this. No, and I understand you can't start running until this guy starts running. Like, there's a lot. There's a lot. You're absolutely right about that. I'm not going to disagree with that. Right. But I still want to see if people get the hang of it and see what it comes to. Mm-hmm. If they really wanted to change the kickoff in a simplified way, what they should have done is adopted the Canadian Football League rule of a rouge. And I was watching the CFL yesterday because, well, why wouldn't you, right? Mm-hmm. Edmonton was playing somebody in front of no fans. It was really bizarre. And so I'm watching this game yesterday, and I see the score after the first quarter is 10-1. I'm like, how do you get 1 point, right? I'm not up with the CFL stuff. And right. So you go down a rabbit hole, and you find out it's a rouge. And what a rouge is if you're the kicking team and you kick it into the end zone and the guy downs it, you get a point. Yeah. So you're penalizing people for taking a knee in the end zone. You're giving the other team a point if they take a knee. So it's forcing you to run the ball out to create more offense. That would have been a simplified, easy way to do that. But I don't know if the NFL wanted to go to like a scoring system, you know, addition where you kick it into the end zone and somebody takes a knee. Because 1 point in the NFL, I mean, from gambling and from everything, can make a big difference.
Super Bowl last year.
Exactly.
From the 816, sorry I'm late to the party, but is Dusty permanently on the show now? Is Kling gone?
They also spelled Kling with a C.
It's football season. Guys start coming back in.
Yeah,
school's starting this week. People are kind of back in their routines. You know, things happen over the summer. You know how it is. Nobody pays attention.
I'm Mac. Nice to meet you.
Good to meet you, Mac.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yep, but yeah, we're here. We're here at least.
And we're moving to FM. Oh, my God, this guy's mind's going to be blown when he hears we're moving to FM on Thursday.
Yeah, be tuned in for that announcement as we carry forward.
96.5 The Fan launches on Thursday. We will be on the FM.
What's the over-under of how many times I say 6'10", ending a segment or bringing this back?
Who cares?
I don't mean,
it's retro. People like retro, right? On Thursday, it'll be retro.
I got a damn retro shirt on.
Yeah, and we're going to simulcast on 6'10". The Royals, the Chiefs, K-State, and Missouri will all be on 96.5 The Fan.
Love to hear it. Coming up on the other side, we will wrap up this show. We will talk about the Royals, what Vern had to say about this bullpen, what Bob thinks about this bullpen, and also this series against Minnesota. It's pretty big. Matt, Dusty, Bob, this is 610 Sports Radio for now, and this is Fesco in the Morning. From the 816, serious question. I listened quite a bit, maybe too much. I was thinking the other day, ran into the store, missed the whole brioche thing, came back, and you guys are cracking me up, but this is going to be a bit for the season. Can I please get a small recap backstory? Dave, we talked about how brioche buns are the number one brioche, number one bun to use.
Yeah.
It's very nice. It's very sexy. It's very good. Mm. It's very delicate. Mm.
It's also
lovely.
The way Mac just said it, too.
Brioche.
Yeah, man.
And so anytime there is something that is superb or better than the rest, it is a brioche.
Brioche moment. Yeah. What was your brioche moment of the weekend?
Exactly.
Bo Nix for me, right?
That's got Hy-Vee written all over it.
Yeah, it does. The Hy-Vee brioche bun of the week.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go.
Come on now.
It's a Hy-Vee yesterday.
Oh, same. I'm there every day.
I don't mind going to the grocery store every day if I have to. Get that fresh produce. Fantastic. Let's roll, baby.
Yeah, yeah. I don't have a family or a wife.
Not so yet, you don't, but if it's up to my wife, you will. Good God.
Yeah, she was pimping
selling
me out
you
this
like
week.
You were a piece of meat this weekend. Who's up for Dusty? I got 500 over here. 500, who's going to go 1,000? Who wants to go 1,000? $1,000 over here. $1,000, 1,500. 1,500 for Dusty. Let's go.
And to my knowledge, there were many bidders.
There were.
There we go.
Yeah, well, let's just low and slow, you know? Mm-hmm. We just started this job.
You know, Dusty's 37 years old. He needs to get married, and he wants children. I go, how do you know he wants children?
I mean, she's hitting a lot of truths.
Do you want kids?
For sure.
Okay. All right. I'm just making sure. Like, I didn't know you and my wife have conversations that I'm not privy to.
We haven't had that conversation, well, but then, I mean, she's just being vague. Like, well, he's a young guy. He wants to have a family. Yes. Wants to probably get married. Yes.
Yeah.
Probably wants to have kids. Yeah. Probably wants to die. No.
But you will.
Yeah.
The only thing that's guaranteed to happen in all of that, sir, is, you know, death.
But yeah.
Unless they come up with something that, you know.
Yeah. You don't want to live.
You know, you really don't. No. I see, like I was reading a story the other day about, like, this woman is 110.
Oof.
And nobody's left in her life. And she's just sitting around like.
All my friends are dead. Great song.
Yeah.
Speaking of brioche. What would be the brioche tonight? Brady Senior goes 7-3 hits, 10 out with a win.
How about we just go like a complete game shutout?
I mean,
can we do that?
See the bullpen,
yeah,
because that's what's got Bob a little.
I'm scared of the bullpen, man. I just don't like the bullpen. I really don't. Like I've tried and I've tried and I've tried, and then I realized they're not trying to give me the love that I'm trying to give to them. So
right.
I'm really out on this bullpen. And so other than Ursig, who's been fantastic since we acquired him. And look, JJ and company, they went out and they tried. They knew this bullpen wasn't in good shape, right? They went out and got arms. They moved Lorenzen to a starter. They're going to have Marsh come out of the bullpen. Hopefully, like, they know that they need help there. And obviously this offseason will be an area that they address. But I mean, like, right now, the bullpen, it just scares me. It doesn't feel like it's good enough to get me to where the Royals need to go, and that's to, you know, have a nice little run in October. I just think right now, the bullpen, you guys got a lot to prove, man. You got 40 games left. It's time to say, you know what, let's change the narrative and go out there and get the job done.
This was Vern on the bullpen and the concerns that he's seen because he is our 6-10 insider. Join us today. If you missed it, go to the Odyssey app. Look it up. He's there every day. Every Monday, 8:30.
You know, if you're going through and ranking your relievers and using them by that ranking and in high leverage, yeah, Lucas Ursig is number one.
Yeah.
You know, Hunter Harvey was probably number two. So you lose him, and what, Sam Long is suddenly your second best reliever? You know, Chris Bubich is maybe the third best reliever, which, you know, good. It's nice that we can at least give you three names. And again, the reason why the bullpen is similar to the offense is, you know, you're hoping you have two, three guys going well. And
exactly. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about this today a little bit. You want to see Ursig as your closer, but more so the door shutter, right? Like, there's, yes, you want to have a closer. You want to have somebody that can, you know, be somebody that can go out there, ninth inning, got the lead. But sometimes you don't have the lead in the ninth, and sometimes you don't have the lead when you need it, or sometimes it's a tie game in the seventh and your starter is done and you need two outs. That's where you play that guy in that role. Somebody that can just shut the door, get you out of there, and keep you in it. Because how many times have we seen Zerpa go in, MacArthur go in, somebody go in, and it's 4-4, and when they get out of the game, it's 6-4, and all hope is lost.
Yeah,
now, again, they're not
over.
Done. The Royals are the best comeback team in the MLB. But, again, it shouldn't have to be that way. There's a reason why you're a comeback team is because late innings, your bullpen is giving up the lead more often than not than your starters give the lead because you have one of the best rotations of baseball. But I'm like you, like Irsig as the guy that can just stop the bleeding and then maybe come back out and keep the bleeding stopped. And then by then it's like, okay, the Royals got a 2-run lead. There's a little bit more cushion, but the bullpen definitely a scary situation.
Irsig needs to be, as the text line pointed out a couple hours ago now, and I'll give credit where credit's due. Like he's the old school fireman back in the day where when there was a fire, you brought that most reliable guy out of the bullpen, right? Mm-hmm. You don't see that anymore in baseball. We have so many defined roles. And as we know, a decade ago, the Royals rewrote the book on how to build a championship team, right? They did it with their bullpen and everybody copied and did it with their bullpen. Yep. Maybe the Royals have an opportunity right now to kind of rewrite the way that bullpen usage is happening in Major League Baseball because we've gotten such defined roles. I think everybody likes a defined role, but when you don't have guys that can do the roles that you're trying to define, you got to figure it out and you got to do a little bit differently. And that's where Irsig comes into play. You're up 4-3 in the seventh inning. Mm-hmm. The Twins have two on, second and third, and one out. Who do you want out there on that mound?
Right.
If you don't go to Irsig in that moment in time and you go to Zerpa and he gives up a single and two runs come in, well, then you're probably not going to get to Irsig that day and you're not going to give yourself an opportunity to win that game. So I think Irsig needs to come in the most dire of situations because he's the most reliable guy. And if you can't get out of the seventh, then you're never going to use that guy in the ninth inning. And so I think we need to change the thinking of the Royals fan right now to, instead of criticizing Matt Quatrero when he brings Irsig in the seventh, say, no, that really was the right move. We needed to stop the bleeding here. We needed to get some outs, and he's our only reliable guy right now. We'll figure out the eighth and the ninth. But if we don't get the job done in the seventh, the eighth and ninth aren't going to matter.
Yeah, it's irrelevant until it's relevant is basically the saying there. Because I'm with you. Like, I watch these games and, you know, they're up 3-2 going into the eighth inning. I know that Singer's probably done his job. He's, quality start, set you up for success. And then it's walk. And then it's single. And then it's first and third with one out. And then it's sack fly and it's 3-3.
Right.
And you're just like, why is it this way every night? It just, you just never know who's coming out with a gas can. And that's something that you got to be able to control. Now, something that you can't control is what other teams do in your division, other teams do when they're, going around. I remember the text line was talking about, why would we even be worried about Cleveland? Well, this is what Vern said when we talk about, when you look around the schedule during your team's off days or after you've won, what are you looking forward to? And Vern gave us a pretty damn clear-cut answer about what he does.
Okay. I'm solely focused on the division. Because to me, this whole – The past month has been strange. Some of the sentiment I'm hearing from Royals fans, come on. Yeah, you beat up on the White Sox and the Tigers, but do you know your record against everyone else? Who cares? You're in the American League Central. It's not the Royals' fault that the Yankees and the Astros don't have 13 cracks at the White Sox. The Cleveland Guardians, they have 13 chances, and they're 5-5 against Chicago so far. The Royals have dominated Chicago. They've won the season series from Detroit. They've taken 4 of 6 from Cleveland, and they have a chance to even up the season series with Minnesota beginning tonight. Understandably, we praise Andy Reid for his domination of the AFC West, consistently winning that division. That is the goal. That's how you guarantee some home games at Kauffman Stadium. It's a joke to me how often I'm hearing people go, all right, a third wild card. The Royals hanging on to the third wild card by a game. And the third wild card is nothing.
You don't get a home game, right?
And Bob, 40-plus games, and we're talking about the final spot in the American League playoffs, man, that can be gone in the blink of an eye.
Yeah.
Cleveland is with it. Shoot, the best record in the American League isn't that far out of reach. So I'm not going – if we don't talk about the wild card on the other side of the parking lot, I'm not doing it here.
So that was Vern talking about if you're going to look around the schedule, there's only one real schedule to look at, or one team to look at during your schedule watching, and that is the Cleveland Guardians. Because when you look at the standings right now, the Royals are a half game behind Minnesota. Essentially, it's a 50-50 flop with who's going to do what with the second place or the wild card. Cleveland's four games ahead of you.
Yeah.
Cleveland's been playing a little bit of rocky baseball.
Yeah.
When you're the Royals and you're doing what you can, and that is win games, you're getting a double-edged sword because you're going to, if you can beat Minnesota, you've taken care of business yourself. And then there's only one other team that really matters. It's not the Seattle Mariners, who are 2.5 games behind you. It's not the Red Sox, who are 3 games behind you. It's not the Tampa Bay Rays, who are 5 games behind you in the wild card status. You've clarified your status in the All-Star, or in the All-Star, in the wild card spot. You're the third team. You have a 2.5 game lead up on them. You've got to take care of Minnesota, and then you've got to look at your division leader because, like you said, if you win your division, you get the home game. If you don't and you're in the wild card, we don't get to see that Kansas City Royals crowd go nuts like we've seen in the past in 14 and 15.
Yeah, there's too much right now that's going on in baseball to try to figure out, okay, do I need to root for the Mariners tonight? Do I need to root for Cleveland tonight? Do I need to root for the Twins tonight? Do I need to root for Boston tonight, Houston, whatever the case may be, right? There's too much of a season left. And so you've just got to concentrate on what the Royals are going to be doing. And it's a pretty simple mathematic equation. If the Royals don't win and take care of business, it doesn't matter what anybody else does. The Royals have an opportunity here being in, I don't want to say pole position, but they're in a pole position when it comes to the playoff race. They're in right now. All they have to do is go out there and worry about themselves. And that's a beautiful spot in which to be. Like, for the Royals right now, there literally is no reason to wake up every single morning and look at the out-of-town scoreboard and look at the standings as long as they take care of business. If the Royals take care of business and they win their games, they will be in the postseason. And regardless of what Seattle and Houston and Boston and all these other teams do. But if you go up to Minnesota and you lose 2 out of 3, and then you lose two out of three maybe to Cincinnati over the weekend or whatever the case may be, then you're not going to make the playoffs. So it's all about them. They're in a spot right now where all they have to do is worry about winning series. And if they win series from here on out, it's all going to take care of itself.
I thought something Vern brought up very interesting when he was talking about the 5-game homestand against Boston and St. Louis. They only had 2 quality starts.
Yeah, that's concerning, right?
Right. Now, again, I understand that, you know, Waka and Lorenzen pitch, but that means there were 3 other games where 3 guys started, and those guys were Singer, Reagans, and Lugo.
Yeah.
It's interesting because you have Singer, Lugo, and Reagans going in these 3 games versus Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's always interesting when you watch the longevity of the MLB season where you look at, you know, at the end of the season, whether the Royals go wherever they go, you'll look back and say, well, why were they so successful? Well, they had an MVP candidate in the middle of their roster, hitting second in the lineup. Okay, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
But why else were they? Well, they had 3 guys in their rotation. All 3 could be an ace of a staff in this very year. Not maybe like forever, but Lugo could still win the Cy Young, tie with the league in wins. Reagans is up in the top 3 with most strikeouts thrown in the American League. You look at Brady Singer, one of the top ERAs in the American League, been a great pitcher all year. This is when I really want to see it, because this is when, if I was a Minnesota fan, like if I'm Henry Lake and I'm like, okay, we're calling up a rookie that hasn't pitched the major leagues before, who's an 8th round pick. We got our other guy who's been Lopez tonight, who's been wishy-washy, right? 10-7, still strikes out a
whole load. Has that pedigree though,
yeah,
you know?
Can strike out a ton. And then it's like, okay, but we're going against the Royals, and maybe you've done this in the past when you see who you're going to play and be like, okay, the Yankees are coming to town. They're bringing Stroman and Cole and all these guys. I want this 3-headed monster to go into Minnesota and the narrative of the Minnesota fans being like, this is going to be a tough series.
Yeah.
We're only a half game up. We're feeling the pressure, and they've got
all the pressures on Minnesota.
Yeah, you have no pressures on the Royals.
None.
In my opinion.
None.
And you can apply more when you take in your 1, 2, 3 starters going into this series, and you should feel comfortable with that. You should know, okay, yeah, it'd be nice to give them 9 runs every night.
Yeah.
But you should be able to know that if this offense, which is more than capable of doing it, going out there and giving 3 to 4 runs of offense, that these guys can get you to the 6th, 7th inning, and then you can kind of put all of this conversation that we had ending this show at rest. Singer goes out. 7 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs, you know, 8 strikeouts, whatever it is. Great start, quality start. Your offense goes out there, scores 5, Final score, 5-3. Bubich pitched the eighth. Eirsig pitched the ninth. Next day, how we doing? You throw out Seth Lugo out there. Here he goes. All right, six innings, two runs, five hits, eight strikeouts. Awesome. Now your bullpen only has to pitch three innings. You could probably use Eirsig again. You're going for a win. You win two out of three. You rest your hopes and your beliefs in these three starters. And that's what I want to see. They've been great all year. This is when you need the most. And tonight it starts with Brady Singer.
Yeah, it really does. Like Brady Singer's got an opportunity to kind of bounce back from, you know, his rough start against the Red Sox. But some teams just aren't good matchups for the Royals, right? Like the Red Sox obviously were not a good matchup for Kansas City. We'll see what, you know, Minnesota's all about over the next three games, and we'll see what kind of matchup they are. But this is where you start to separate yourself. Are you a playoff team or are you not a playoff team? You go and lose two of three to Minnesota, you're probably thinking, well, maybe they're not a playoff team. You go out and sweep the series or take two out of three from Minnesota. All right, we're moving in the right direction, guys. Things are going to be really good. We got some things working in our favor. Let's go get them. Like, it's a big confidence series. Again, we're not talking about must wins from a mathematical standpoint, you know, like we did last week a little bit, you know, with Q. We're talking about must wins of giving you that feeling that you're ready to make a run in the postseason or ready to get in to the postseason. And if the bullpen can figure this thing out and turn this thing around, everything's going to be wonderful. Everything's going to be amazing. But if the bullpen continues to leave you wanting more, it's going to be a tough run over these last 40 games because you're facing playoff caliber teams.
Somebody on the text line gets it. Brioche, moment of the weekend, Salvi hitting a bomb to right field. The pitch after missing one to the left by 2 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Hit a bomb down the left field side, barely missed a foul pole, and then goes Oppo Taco.
I think it's going to be the same type of performance over the next 3 days in Minnesota. Like, I'm really looking forward to this individual performance by Salvador Perez because he dominates up there in Minnesota. Like, I don't know that an athlete dominates a stadium like he does up in Minnesota. It is remarkable to watch how good he is up there.
From the 913, the Diamondbacks are 17-5 since the All-Star break with atrocious pitching. If they can do it, why not us?
Yeah, why not?
Well, you don't want to be like everybody else.
Yeah.
Why not have great pitching and great offense and great wins?
Yeah, like have it all start to come together now, right? It's been a great season. It's been so much fun. But now it has to start all coming together because what you did up until this point in time doesn't matter if you don't take care of business going forward. And it was good to have that off day yesterday, clear their heads a little bit. Let's get this bullpen figured out. Okay, guys, like figure out who can be the next reliable guy.
The Wolf.
Long, you know, you got Eirsig. He is the Wolf of the bullpen. But other than that, I don't know, man. I don't know what we've got going on out of that bullpen. And for me, that concerns me a lot. It really
does.
You
could say, please.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. What'd you say? You could say, please. You're being very demanding. Oh, then would you please go clean up the car?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Coming up on the other side at 10 o'clock, you'll have Cody and Gold live from St. Joe, covered with umbrellas.
Yeah, they can't see anything that's going on at practice today.
Oh, that's hilarious. Salvi owns Target Field like Patrick Mahomes.
There it is. Take a minute for that to come in. I was waiting for
you.
There it is. I can't believe you wouldn't mention Mahomes in Las Vegas.
I just agree with what you
Somebody
had to
say. Getting very defensive.
I don't know, man. I just want to see a win tonight because that sets the tone for
it
the series.
It sets the whole tone, man. You go out there and you win tonight, you're like...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, let's get lathered up. Let's go beat these Twinkies.
Get lathered up.
6:40 start. Don't forget that. Early.
Bob loves that. He can get to bed by 8:30.
6:40 start, though. I sometimes forget about it. I'm like, oh, damn, 6:40.
Dinner's done. Go do nice things for people. You never know. It could change their month, day, week, or year. It's simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay safe and stay kind. Also, Cody and Gold to have Justin Ross, your favorite wide receiver moving forward in spring training or training camp. Bob Fesco, Dusty Leggins, Mac Morey. Have a good day.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.